Welcome to Naracast Tech Briefing. We have a massive show today, and I mean massive in terms of pure, unprecedented capital. We are looking at a potential $4 trillion wave of tech IPOs hitting the public markets very soon.
That is not an exaggeration. Anthropic, SpaceX, and OpenAI are all reportedly gearing up for public debuts this year. It is going to test the absolute limits of U.S. stock exchanges and potentially reshape the entire composition of index funds.
We will also be diving into a very spicy legal standoff in the open source hardware world. Adafruit is currently facing down legal threats from an AI startup over an unpublished investigative report, and it is raising major questions about press freedom and cybersecurity laws.
It brings up the notorious Computer Fraud and Abuse Act and how it gets weaponized against journalists. Plus, we have a roundup of some new feature requests for Claude Code and a look back at the Janet programming language. Let's get right into it.
Let's start with the sheer scale of what is about to happen to the U.S. stock market. According to a recent piece in The Economist, we are looking at the imminent public offerings of three of the most highly valued private companies in human history: Anthropic, SpaceX, and OpenAI.
The numbers being thrown around here are frankly staggering. Let's break them down individually. Anthropic has reportedly filed confidentially for an IPO, and they are carrying a valuation of $965 billion. That comes on the heels of a massive $65 billion funding round. We are talking about nearly $1 trillion for a company that was founded just a few years ago.
And then there is SpaceX. They are expected to go public as early as June 12th of this year, 2026. Their target valuation is somewhere between $1.75 and $2 trillion. Just to put that in perspective, that would make SpaceX worth more than most of the legacy aerospace and defense prime contractors combined.
Right. And rounding out this trio, OpenAI is preparing for an IPO potentially later in 2026, with a reported valuation of around $852 billion. If you combine these three impending public offerings, they could add up to $4 trillion in market value to U.S. exchanges in a matter of months.
That $4 trillion figure is exactly what has economists and market analysts sweating right now. For the last decade, the overarching trend in Silicon Valley has been for high-growth tech companies to stay private for much longer than they did in previous eras. They wanted to avoid the intense regulatory burdens and the relentless quarter-to-quarter earnings pressures of being a public company.
Exactly. They relied on massive, unprecedented injections of private capital from sovereign wealth funds and late-stage venture capital. But now, the sheer capital requirements of training frontier AI models and launching mega constellations of satellites have pushed them to a point where the private markets might literally be tapped out. They have to go to the public well to sustain their operations.
The central question The Economist raises is whether public market liquidity can actually absorb these behemoths without triggering massive volatility. Are we looking at a healthy maturation of these generational companies? Or is this a dangerous transfer of immense risk from early private investors to retail and institutional public investors?
It really feels like a bit of the latter. These are incredibly capital-intensive firms, and in the case of the AI labs like Anthropic and OpenAI, they often operate at a significant loss due to staggering compute costs. Traditional public market investors usually want to see a clear path to profitability and stable cash flows, not a bottomless furnace for data center infrastructure.
But on the flip side, you have to consider the index fund effect. Once a $2 trillion company like SpaceX goes public and enters the S&P 500, index funds are practically forced to buy it in massive quantities to accurately track the broader market. That creates a massive, guaranteed baseline of demand. But it also concentrates systemic market value in just a few massive tech giants.
We have already seen that heavy concentration with the Magnificent Seven over the last few years. Adding Anthropic, OpenAI, and SpaceX just exacerbates that top-heavy trend. If one of these companies stumbles after going public, say an AI model fails to deliver expected enterprise value, or a major SpaceX rocket program stalls, the ripple effects across the entire stock market could be catastrophic for everyday retirement accounts.
It really feels like a stress test of the super bubble theory. Are we valuing these companies based on their current economic output and revenue, or are we pulling decades of speculative future growth into today's stock price? At nearly $1 trillion, Anthropic has to basically invent artificial general intelligence to justify that multiple.
And let's not forget the retail investor component. There is so much built-up hype around artificial intelligence and space exploration. The retail fear of missing out on a SpaceX IPO is going to be astronomical. That kind of retail frenzy can easily detach a stock's price from its fundamental reality on day one of trading.
It is going to be a wild summer for the exchanges. With June 12th for SpaceX just around the corner, we will be watching very closely to see how the market prices that offering. It will absolutely set the tone and the risk appetite for Anthropic and OpenAI when they make their moves later in the year.
Moving from the public markets to a very intense private dispute, Adafruit, the widely respected open-source hardware and education company, has found itself on the receiving end of a severe legal demand letter regarding an unpublished article.
This is a fascinating and somewhat troubling intersection of tech journalism, cybersecurity law, and corporate reputation management. On May 22, 2026, Adafruit received a formal demand letter from Jonathan F. Lenzner at the powerhouse law firm Fenwick & West. They are representing Flux.ai, which is a venture-backed startup building AI-assisted circuit board design tools.
The letter demands that Adafruit completely refrain from publishing an investigative review they were working on about Flux.ai. According to Flux's legal counsel, the unpublished draft contains false and defamatory claims about Flux's intellectual property, their actual commercial traction, and the real size of their user base.
But here is where the story gets really contentious and legally significant. Flux.ai is alleging that Adafruit violated the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, commonly known as the CFAA, in gathering the information for their reporting. Adafruit strongly denies this accusation. They maintain that they only accessed information that was already made publicly available due to a server misconfiguration on Flux's own end.
The CFAA is a notoriously broad piece of federal legislation. It makes it a crime to access a computer without authorization or to exceed authorized access. But the definition of what constitutes authorization has been fought over in federal courts for decades. If a company misconfigures a server and leaves sensitive data exposed to the open internet without a password, is a journalist navigating to that public URL committing a federal hacking crime?
Historically, security researchers and investigative journalists have strongly argued that if a company leaves the digital front door wide open on a public server, walking through it is not hacking. It is simply observing public data. But well-funded companies often use the threat of a CFAA lawsuit as a heavy-handed bludgeon to suppress embarrassing or critical reporting. It functions essentially as a slap tactic, a strategic lawsuit against public participation.
And it seems to be working, at least temporarily. Adafruit is taking this threat very seriously. They have paused publishing the article on their blog while they consider their legal response, which is exactly what a demand letter from a firm like Fenwick is designed to do: create an immediate chilling effect and drain the target's legal resources.
What is particularly interesting here is the underlying subject matter of the dispute. Flux.ai is operating in the highly hyped AI-assisted hardware design space. There is a massive narrative right now about using generative AI to automate complex printed circuit board layouts. But there is also deep skepticism in the veteran maker community about whether these tools are actually delivering on their promises, or if they are just vaporware coasting on the broader AI investment boom.
Right. And Adafruit holds a position of immense trust in that hardware community. An investigative review from them carrying a negative verdict on Flux's actual user traction or technical capabilities would be incredibly damaging to a startup that is likely trying to raise more capital or acquire enterprise users. The stakes for Flux.ai are existential, which explains the aggressive legal posture.
It raises a fundamental question of how independent media outlets should balance the risk of these ruinous legal threats against their core commitment to their audience. Adafruit's primary loyalty is to the maker community, providing honest, unvarnished product reviews. If an AI hardware tool is overhyped or misrepresenting its capabilities, their audience
absolutely deserves to know that before investing time and money into the ecosystem.
But fighting a well-funded startup represented by a top-tier Silicon Valley law firm is incredibly expensive and exhausting. It will be very interesting to see if Adafruit decides to fight this on principle and publish the piece, or if the threat of a drawn-out CFAA lawsuit keeps the article permanently shelved.
All right, let's pivot away from the legal drama and hit a few more stories real quick in our roundup.
Sounds good. We have some interesting updates from the developer tooling space today.
First up, over on the Claude Code GitHub repository, there is a feature request gaining a lot of traction for a visible context window usage indicator in the CoWork UI. Users are asking for a persistent percentage or token count display to prevent unexpected session degradation.
Anthropic actually added this capability to the configurable status line back in version 2.1.6 in January, but developers are arguing it needs to be a native, out-of-the-box UI element. When you are deep in a complex, multi-step coding task, you really need that passive visibility to know exactly when it is time to commit your work and start a fresh session before the AI triggers automatic compaction and loses the plot.
It is a classic tension between keeping a terminal UI clean and minimal versus providing developers the crucial telemetry they need to manage the inherent limitations of large language models.
Sticking with Claude Code, another UI complaint has surfaced regarding the new Fleet View dashboard. It displays a cumulative diff stats badge that reflects the entire branch's history against the base branch rather than just the current active session's work.
And currently, there is no built-in option to hide or disable it. For developers working on long-lived feature branches where the cumulative diff is massive, say plus 1,800 lines, it is incredibly distracting. It looks like there are massive pending changes even when the working tree is completely clean.
It perfectly highlights how difficult it is to balance global repository context with local task visibility in agentic tools. The AI needs the whole context, but the human just wants to see what changed in the last 5 minutes.
Finally, a look back at a popular 2023 blog post by software engineer Ian Henry, titled Why Janet? He advocates strongly for Janet, which is a minimalist Lisp dialect programming language, positioning it as an ideal replacement for Python in side projects. It is a really great read, and Henry actually wrote a comprehensive free online book called Janet for Mortals to help drive adoption. One of the biggest selling points is that Janet allows for the easy creation of statically linked native binaries, which drastically simplifies distribution compared to Python environments. The language is actually named after the omniscient character from the television show The Good Place. It represents a growing and fascinating trend of developers actively seeking out niche, highly embeddable languages to escape the heavy bloat of modern mainstream software ecosystems.
And that is going to do it for today's Noracast Tech Briefing. Thank you, as always, for listening to our deep dives and roundups.
We will be back tomorrow with more crucial updates and analysis from the absolute edge of the tech industry. Stay safe out there.